Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Casey Blake. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Johnson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Adam Melhus. Batting ninth. The DH, Bobby Keelty. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kirk Sarluis. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is hit by the pitch. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to second. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Swisher moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Coetzee moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to second. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coetzee scores. Chavez moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Payton takes first base on ball 4. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melhus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Melhus reaches second base with a double. Chavez scores. Payton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Broussard moves to second. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Broussard moves to third. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coetzee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to third. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chavez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chavez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to third. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sizemore is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peralta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peralta strikes out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeremy Guthrie now pitching. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Payton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Payton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Payton reaches second base with a double. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Melhus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mel Haas takes first base on ball four. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guthrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Peyton moves to third. Mel Haas moves to second. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Peyton scores. Mel Haas scores. It's 9-0, Athletics. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coetzee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coetzee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broussard is 0 for 1 in the game. Broussard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Broussard moves to second. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broussard scores. Belliard moves to third. It's 9-1, Athletics. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peralta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner strikes out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Peralta moves to second. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Broussard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Broussard strikes out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Belliard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Belliard hits a line drive into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peyton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peyton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Melhus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melhus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Keelty is 0-for-2 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guthrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Melhus moves to second. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Melhus moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coetzee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Gaudin now pitching. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blake strikes out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Sauerbeck now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chavez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sauerbeck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Peyton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peyton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peyton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Melhus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Melhus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peralta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Peralta moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez hits a line drive towards first. Johnson catches it and steps on first to double up Hafner. 2 outs. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peralta moves to third. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Belliard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peralta scores. Broussard moves to second. It's 9-2, Athletics. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Guillermo Moton now pitching. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Keelty is 0 for 3 in the game. Keelty takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Keelty moves to second. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Keelty moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Keelty scores. Ellis moves to third. Swisher moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Swisher tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 11-2, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 4 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. Coetzee moves to third. It's 12-2, Athletics. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Hollandsworth pinch hits for Casey Blake. Todd Hollandsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hollandsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollandsworth for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Athletics. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Vasquez pinch hits for Johnny Peralta. Ramon Vasquez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vasquez hits a line drive into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Vasquez now playing shortstop. Todd Hollandsworth now playing right field. Bob Wickman now pitching. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Melhus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Keelty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickman covering, for the out. Two outs. Marco Scudero pinch hits for Mark Ellis. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marco Scudero now playing second base. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hafner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hafner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Athletics. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Broussard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaudin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Belliard is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.